From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The besieged Syrian rebel-held towns of Diriyah and Maudamiyah near Damascus received aid convoys Wednesday. For Diriyah, the first in 4 years. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it contained medicine, vaccines, baby formula, and nutritional items for children. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States is pleased to see that the United Nations, the ICRC, and the Syrian Red Crescent have confirmed the ground delivery of some humanitarian assistance. Ground delivery remains the most effective means to providing aid to all besieged communities. We've said that before. While this delivery today is an important step, it is far from sufficient to providing the kind of relief to the hundreds of thousands of Syrian people who are in need.
Kirby said the U.S. will take up the matter of World Food Program delivered airdrops to some 13 besieged areas of Syria when the U.N. Security Council meets on the matter Friday. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border since Tuesday in advance toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, AQIM, has claimed responsibility for attacks on UN peacekeepers in Mali Wednesday. It left 4 dead, including a Chinese peacekeeper. The attacks targeted a UN demining unit and a MINUSMA base in the northern city of Gao.
Tout ce que nous savons à l'heure actuelle, c'est qu'un véhicule
This identified French soldier said a vehicle rammed the security perimeter of the UN base used by Chinese military engineers. It caused a detonation. At least 3 other Chinese personnel were wounded. At least a dozen peacekeepers in Mali were killed in May alone. After Wednesday's attack, the number of UN peacekeepers killed while on active service in Mali had risen to at least 65. This is VOA News.